going to hear a lot of scriptures kind of repeated here. The scripture that I'm working with this morning is Luke chapter 2, 1 through 20. If you'd like to stand for the reading of the word in honor. Starting at verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. Lord, we thank you for this message of hope that you have come for us, Lord. And we ask that you be in this service and that you will give your words to me to speak. And we ask it in your name. Amen. You may be seated. I'm also going to read Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated "God with us." Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Angel visited Joseph in a dream and told him about Mary. And Mary had also been visited by an angel, and so had the shepherds. And all of it was telling about this newborn baby. They were proclaiming the coming of the Savior. And the shepherds had not been looking for this. They had no idea when the angel showed up that this was going to happen. And even today, not too many people are actually waiting to hear about Jesus. Don't seem to be too aware of him. You know, not too many people were actually waiting the baby. other than the parents, you know. And as parents, we all awaited our children, you know. I was like, please come. I could imagine Mary, you know. Is this ever going to take place, you know? But people just weren't looking, you know. In Luke 2:25 and verse 36, Simeon says, was waiting for the coming of the Lord. And when Jesus was brought to the temple, and that he seen him, and it says, and been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he saw Jesus. So, you know, this was an exciting thing for him, that he got to see the Lord. And then Anna, in verse 36, was a prophetess. And apparently she was of great age. Said she lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, and then she was a woman widow for 80 years. And she served in the temple. And she got to see the infant when they brought him into the temple. And she somewhat prophesied over him. So these are two people that were looking for the Savior to come. But most of Israel wasn't looking for a baby. You know, they were looking for a soldier to come to take him. So, you know, this little baby was born and nobody was watching for him. And today, I don't see a whole lot of people really looking. I've been shopping lately for Christmas stuff and different things I needed. And I noticed, you know, I like to look at the Christmas things. You know, they got these big blow-up things that you can put in your front yard. And Rex hated them. He'd never let me get them. But I looked at them and thought, oh, that'd be really cool, you know. But it's Santa Claus and it's reindeers and it's snowmen. And there's didn't see any manger scenes or anything. Then the little houses, I got a bunch of those lighted houses, you know, and had see a whole bunch of those, but didn't see anything about Jesus in those either. And then you can go to some stores and you'll see Santa Claus sitting, you know, in this kind of throne area, and little kids waiting in line to go sit on his lap and tell him, you know, what things they want this guy to give him. But nobody, there's nothing for Jesus, you know. If you look hard enough, you might find a manger scene, but that's about it. So this song came to mind to me when I was working on this. And you'll kind of notice in the bulletin, this is what I titled it. Where's the line to see Jesus? And I'm going to read you the words to it, because it's really, really, for me, it means a lot. Christmas time was approaching, snow was starting to fall, shoppers choosing their presents, people filling the mall, children waiting for Santa with excitement and glee. A little boy tugged my sweater and looked up and asked me, where's the line to see Jesus? Is he here at the store? If Christmas time is his birthday, why don't we see him more? As I stood in amazement at this message profound, I looked down to thank him, he was nowhere around. The little boy at the mall might as well have had wings. As the tears filled my eyes, I thought I heard him sing. Where's the line to see Jesus? Is he here at the store? If Christmas time is his birthday, why don't we see him more? Where's the line to see Jesus? He was born for me. Santa Claus brought me presents, but Christ gave his life for me. In the blink of an eye at the sound of his trump, we'll all stand in line at his throne. Every knee shall bow down, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Where's the line? Where's the line? Where's the line for the Lord? And it just struck me that, yeah, I don't see much about Jesus anywhere. And even on the Christian radio stations, I was amazed at how many secular Christmas songs I'm hearing, and not as much of the Christian ones on the Christian radio stations. Like, well, where is Jesus? You know, I don't get it. Why aren't people lining up to see Jesus? I'm thinking probably because they don't know about him in the first place. Not many people, were awaiting him to come, and they still aren't looking for him to come. So the Lord asked me a question. Are you doing your part in making my presence known to your friends and your family and your neighbors? Do they know I'm here? That I'm waiting for them to look for me? So, I think about this Christmas song, and I play it every year because I think it means so much to me. You know, Jesus came as a baby. He grew up to die for us. He felt what we feel, the sorrow, the pain, He understands us because he's been through it. So where's the line to see Jesus? Are we doing our part to tell the world about him? I felt the Lord dealing with me on this issue for quite a while because I have a few selective few that I just don't talk to them about Jesus. And it's not right that I do that, but I'm human. I screw up. I don't talk to them because they don't like me. So they're not going to listen anyway. So, why do I bother? And then there's some that I don't like. I don't want to talk to them. Just that simple. I don't want to talk to them. And Jesus has been really yelling at me about that one, smack me upside the head, I'm here for all of the world, not just the select few that you choose, It's not our job to choose who we talk to about God. People are drawn to the Lord by the Holy Spirit. So it's our job to pray for them that the Holy Spirit will draw them, but it's also our responsibility and that to bring the good news to them. As Diane's been talking about in the book of Acts, that's what they did. They went out and they talked to them. And what better way to talk to them than to tell your own story? It's your story. Who knows it better than you, And that's what, it took me a while to understand that. Rex and I was sitting listening to some of the Bible CDs one day, and it just hit me. Well, Paul's talking about what happened to him. It's his story. And Rex looks and goes, "You didn't know that?" It never dawned on me, I thought he was preaching to him. Well, he was, but he was preaching about what happened to him, his own story. And that's what the Lord has been impressing on me, is that, we don't need to wait for them to come to God. We don't need to wait for them to come to church or to come for special occasions. We need to talk to them, our friends, our neighbors, our workers, whatever it might be, about who Jesus is and what he's done for us. And, how he has helped our life and made our life different. And that, I told the Lord, my story is not that great. I accepted the Lord when I was 8 years old. Whoop-de-doo, There's some that had been in prison, that, all these other things. And he says, but it's your story. And that's what's important, is it's your story. You don't tell them about anybody else's story. You tell them about yours. And let me do the work. And it's like, okay. Good idea. So, he died for you and me and them. And that's what we need to tell them. He's coming again. And we all need to be ready and waiting. You and I are his hands and feet. We are to spread the gospel of his life, his death, and his resurrection. Where's the line to see Jesus? And can we show them where and how to receive this wonderful gift of salvation? Jesus is the gift that keeps giving. And the most exciting news to proclaim to the world is that he's here, and he's waiting for us.